The Short Attention Span Philosopher, today 3 from Thomas Alva Edison. The first, what we need are men capable of doing work. I wouldn't give a penny for the ordinary college graduate except those from institutes of technology. Those coming up from the ranks are a darn sight better than the others. They aren't filled up with Latin, philosophy, and the rest of that ninny stuff. And next, what the country needs now is the practical, skilled engineer who is capable of doing everything. In 3 or 4 centuries, when the country is settled and commercialism is diminished, there will be time for the literary men. At present, we want engineers, industrial men, good business-like managers, and railroad men. And finally, after years of watching the processes of nature, I can no more doubt the existence of an intelligence that is running things than I do of the existence of myself. Take, for example, the substance water that forms crystals known as ice. Now, there are hundreds of combinations that form crystals, and every one of them, save ice, sinks in water. Ice, I say, doesn't, and it is rather lucky for us mortals, for if it had done so, we would all be dead. Why? Simply because if ice sank to the bottom of rivers, lakes, and oceans as fast as it froze, those places would be frozen up and there would be no water left. That is only one example out of thousands that to me prove beyond the possibility of a doubt that some vast intelligence is governing this and other planets.